Purdue University is researching how toxic PFAS could affect aquatic life in the most contaminated areas. The human-made chemicals are found in all kinds of non-stick and stain-resistant products we use today. And Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, unlike many studies, Purdue looked at how multiple PFAS chemicals interact together to mimic what frogs and other water dwellers might experience in the real world.
Purdue researchers looked at a mixture of five different PFAS to imitate what it would be like for aquatic life living next to something like an airport or a military base, which historically used toxic firefighting foams. They found the chemicals stunted the growth of northern leopard frog tadpoles. Maria Sepulveda is a professor of ecotoxicology at Purdue. She says researchers were surprised to find that newer PFAS chemicals, meant to replace those that build up in animals' bodies, were just as toxic when they were exposed continuously over time.
So they don't bioaccumulate, we know that. That doesn't mean that they're non-toxic.
Purdue researchers say we need more studies that look at multiple PFAS exposures at once. But they're difficult to do, partly because PFAS can be found in so many sources, even in lab equipment. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.